For some insight into the Iran election outcome, we turn to William Beeman. He's a professor of anthropology and director of Middle East Studies at Brown University. And he's just returned from a visit to Iran to observe the election campaign. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me begin this Monday morning, and the dust is settling just a little bit on this election, by asking you, what sort of president, what sort of leader will this president-elect be?
Mr. Ahmadinejad is a populist. He's very much a man of the people, and most important for the Iranian population, he's not a mullah, not a cleric. He has a PhD in civil engineering and is interested in the development of Iran's industry and infrastructure.
Is he also, though, the harbinger of turning back the clock? Is the reform process in Iran dead?
At this point, no official in Iran can turn back the reform clock. It is being driven by the young population of the country, 75% of whom never saw the revolution and never knew the Ayatollah Khomeini. Every candidate in this election had to address reform issues, including Mr. Ahmadinejad.
But I would just argue that back in 1979, the revolution turned back the clock, if you will. Why couldn't he do this now, given that he has the backing of the most conservative powers in that country?
Demographics are not on his side. Right now, the majority of the population is youthful and is determined to have the kind of personal freedoms that they see in the West, and they are also Islamic. So it is an interesting balance. They want to be essentially part of the modern world.
Virtually all of the analysts in Iran said the outcome was too close to call, and then it wound up being a landslide for Ahmadinejad. How did everybody get it so wrong? Did you get it wrong as well?
I got it completely wrong. Mr. Ahmadinejad had 7% in the polls before the election. And frankly, I think that pollsters didn't talk to the right people. They ignored the traditional classes in southern Tehran and outside of the capital and talked mostly to westernized Iranians.
Just finally, members of the Bush administration have already been attacking President-elect Ahmadinejad. What happens now with Iran's relations with the U.S. and Western nations in general?
I am very hopeful that in the near future, the United States will reach some rapprochement with Iran. But it will require a lot of cultural understanding, which right now is lacking in Washington.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're most welcome.
William Beeman is a professor of anthropology at Brown University. He also directs the school's Middle East Studies program.